You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1526. I'm back again with Ann Hawkins, the big brain behind the Live Eq or Live EQ app that is made for equestrians to help them do equestrian things better. Welcome back to the show, Ann.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be here as always.
As always, you've been doing a great job the past few weeks helping us to understand how, whether you are looking for a business that you want to patronize, you're looking for a stable, or you have a business that you need to get the word out to the universe so that you can get customers, both sides of that coin are the same coin. So what is the topic today? Is today's topic going to be more for the people who have the businesses or the people who are looking for a business?
I would say it's a little bit of both. Definitely more focus on people who have businesses or are looking to make money in some way in the horse world. And today's topic really centers around, what do you really need? So what do you actually need to stay relevant as, let's say, a barn, a trainer, a service provider, an employer, or something like that in today's digital focused world? There are so many tools.
There are so many tools.
Platforms,
social platforms. It's a little bit like, do you really need the Mauve saddle pad?
Right.
I understand.
That's true. And arguments can be made.
Right. And that's a good point, because if you don't do the things that you really need to do, doing all of the things won't help. If you don't have a well-fitted saddle, all the Mauve saddle pads in the world aren't going to help. You need to get the well-fitted saddle first. So today we're going to be talking about the well-fitted saddle.
That's such a great analogy. I'm so great that you said that, way better than what I had in my brain. So thank you for that. Yeah.
So what are we going to start with?
Well-fitted saddle. So I'm going to go do this by categories. So we'll start with stables. Then I'll go to trainers, service providers like farriers, et cetera, event managers, and then employers. And so if you're listening and you want to scroll to your little section, I will say the name as I'm going into it. Just to get this out of the way, I am here on behalf of Live Eq, obviously. Live Eq is the free platform for getting clients in all of these categories. So if you don't have a Live Eq listing for your business, that's what you should do first. All of these things we're going to mention are going to be in addition to that listing, but Live Eq really is the place where riders are going to go to search for what they need first. So make sure your listing is set up there. So that's my little pre-message here before I dive in. But we can get started with stables. So I think stables are probably the biggest one that gets pulled in so many different directions. So let's say that you've started your lease, everything is set up on your stable, or you've built your barn and you're ready to get clients. It's probably very tempting to build a website, start an Instagram account, Facebook page, create a YouTube channel, maybe set something up on Yelp, et cetera, et cetera. And that is really, really daunting. It's just a lot to keep up with as a barn manager. You're not going to be able to optimize all of those things at once. So what you really need, the only thing you really need in addition to a Live Eq listing for a stable, is a simple website. There are some social platforms that can be great for community building down the road. I would say most notably Instagram here. But I wouldn't say that's necessary at all to grow your barn business. That's something that you want to do when your barn family is up and running. You're not, you know, knocking on doors and really pushing for new clients. And you want to give your riders a place to like tag you in photos when they're at their horse shows or take cute pictures of their ponies. That's a community building thing. That's not a business building thing right off the bat. So I would go website. A website does help significantly because you can use it to automate things like booking lessons through a website. So you don't have to use your phone texting people back and forth or allowing people to view your availability for tours. Again, takes the texting equation out of the way there, just letting people book straight through the website and then you show up. The biggest bonus of having an online presence through a website is that if people search on Google for riding lessons in X city, you have a good chance of showing up in that search. Of course, on LiveAct, you have a 100% chance of showing up. So it's a little bit better. But Google obviously is a very popular search engine. So it's a great place to have a presence. So I would say the only thing that you need in terms of digital presence is a website.
There you go. There you go. And to continue with the well-fitted saddle theme, there are so many platforms available for people who are not overly tech savvy to build a workable, functioning website. I've seen this over and over again. People get caught up in the bells and whistles. They want the sparkly saddle pad and the matching polo wraps, and they forget to get the well-fitted saddle when it comes to a website. Get a website that is functional, doesn't break down, is consistent, and that you can maintain or that you can afford to maintain first. It doesn't do you any good to buy a Hermes saddle if you can't pay for it. You know, it's going to get repossessed. So go there. And that's one of the nice things about the Live EQ app or the Live Ec app is you don't have to sink a ton of money into that. You sign up. It's not something that's going to cause you headaches down the line. It's going to be straightforward to update it and keep it going so that you get found. So first of all, sign up for Live Ec, get your basic website done so that it's finished. It has all the essentials in it. And I'm guessing that the folks at Live Ec have some sort of resource for people who need a place to begin when it comes to a website.
Yeah, we certainly have things that we recommend that are very user-friendly. Squarespace is probably the number one where we send people that and Wix. Those are two services that are very, very cheap to start with, and they are drag and drop in terms of building a website. You can have just a one pager that gets the job done, where you can also have things like calendar bookings. That's a feature on Squarespace that you can drag and drop into a website. So if you want the ability to have people, you know, looking at your hours and stuff like that, you could get that done in an afternoon with, a glass of wine if you wanted.
I would have killed for one of those back in the day.
yeah, me too.
Let's first up, yeah. What is our next category?
So the next one we're going to go into is trainers, which is a little bit right in the middle. So there are a lot of trainers who are also barn managers and barn owners that may have already gotten everything they needed to know from that last bit there. But there are a lot of trainers who aren't and are freelance and kind of go around, different barns or maybe have clients at, three different barns at one time. For this group of people, I would really say that your own personal social media presence is it, and pick one platform and do it really well. So of course, get a LiveAct listing. You will be featured there. People will search and filter for trainers and you can show up. But a great, I would say, addition would be something that is under your name, such as an Instagram account. Instagram is really the social media platform that we find goes right down the middle of all age ranges and all interests of horse people. So I would really suggest that platform in particular, and upload things. Videos are probably the best thing you can upload to Instagram. If you're a trainer, upload videos of your lessons, or maybe it's you just talking about different techniques that you recommend, but it is a great way to have a portfolio that people can look at when they're evaluating you, whether it be private clients or a barn that wants to hire you. So I would say, obviously good resume, LiveAct listing, but the only thing that you really need to do and optimize is one social media account under your personal name.
There we go. Keeping it straightforward and simple. Do fewer things and do them well.
Yes. Work smarter, not harder, for sure on this.
There we go.
Next one we'll touch on is service providers. So when I say service providers, we're talking farriers, equine dentists, bodywork specialists, chiropractors, things like that. Service providers, I would say for this one, really, it's collecting reviews and an email list. So for this, we do a great job at LiveAct of providing the service provider listing and having that profile be very, very nice. You can upload your logo. You can have different videos and photos on there, your service prices, all that kind of stuff. But what's going to really help you is having great reviews, which you can list on LiveAct, and having email addresses of your clients. For reviews, you want to obviously see if you can get them in person. That's a great time. You know, of course, people are very busy. You're very busy. So sometimes it can be hard to like leave a client and then say, oh, by the way, you know, would you mind giving me a review? But while you're there in the barn, you're finishing up, everyone's so happy. Yay, thank you so much for coming. Great to see you. You know, a great thing to do is just pull out even the notes application on your phone and say, hey, I'm trying to grow my business. Would you mind just typing out a quick review for me? Do you mind if I mention you? Most people are going to do that in the moment while they're paying you because you're there, they're happy, you guys are having a good time. So that's a great way to do it. And then collecting email addresses would be the next one. So make sure that you have accurate email addresses of all of your clients. This is a great just little marketing tool that you can do if you're in need of some business in a slow period, sending out an email to your clients saying, hey guys, I'm going to go ahead and offer 10% off this week for anyone who books Monday to Friday, right? For a shoeing or whatever it is that you need. Just having those email addresses really valuable. So those are the two things I would focus on.
There we go again. And it's interesting because each segment has a slightly different thing that's most important.
Yes, they definitely do. You know, a lot of businesses have different things that are necessary to market them. So we try and just keep it simple. Of course, when you get to the point that you're raking in tons and tons of money and you have nothing but time, then do it all.
You've got to start with the most important ones in order to get that business to grow to its most potential, right?
Exactly. This is what you should focus on optimizing in those early days until you get to that point, for sure.
There we go. And I think we've got one more category, don't we?
We do. Yeah. So event managers would be the last category that we have. For this group, these are people who manage events. This is clinics, schooling shows, all of that type of stuff. For this group, a website is important here. But I would also argue that there are services that do it all sort of for you in terms of logistics that could replace a website now. There are things like Strider is a great one to look at. There are some services where you can list your event and you can take applications, process payments, and stuff like that. So I would definitely look at doing both, but a web presence is going to be first and foremost.
As someone who is constantly on the lookout for events, I am going to throw my vote to, yes, you need a website. Because
right.
I come across ones that are only on a listing service. And invariably, I have no idea whether it's because the listing service makes it hard for people to put all the information in. I don't know why, but invariably, if they've only got it on the listing service, the information is incomplete and I am not motivated to click further. I need a website.
Sometimes there, sometimes not, right? In terms of full details.
Yeah. And again, yeah. just like the other categories that a website's a good idea. You can get straightforward, highly functional websites. And you notice I'm keep using the word functional. All the bells and the whistles and pretty pictures and video in the world aren't going to help if the date of your event and the location of your event aren't in giant bold letters on the landing page. So there we go. Use those services to your advantage and get yourself a good functional website for event managers. There we go. And since everybody's first stopping point is LiveEc app, where can they get it and how much is it going to cost?
Yeah, they can get it on the Apple App Store or the Google Play Store, or you can go to our website, LiveEc or LiveEQ.com, and just click on that button and it'll open it up. It is completely free to do all things LiveEc. So definitely come on over, create your listing, and we are so excited to hear from all of you guys and have you on our platform.
Yay! And a little birdie told me that you guys are going to be available in Canada soon. Is that right?
Yes. Thank you so much for mentioning that. I nearly forgot. But yes, we are opening up in Canada over the next couple of months. So that'll be our first additional country to the United States. And after that, we will be hitting Latin America and then we will be going to the EU as well. So lots of good expansion here. And we're just so excited to grow this wonderful equestrian family of ours.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.